To the victors go the spoils, and a slew of LA city officials crossed from being newly elected or re-elected to now serving those terms. City council members, the city attorney, city controller, they were all sworn in over the weekend at LA City Hall. And so was Mayor Eric Garcetti, who transcended into a second term, saying the problems facing Los Angeles are no stronger than the people gathered to fix them.
I stand here today on the strength of your faith in my work, of your vote for that work. Thank you for the opportunity to serve you and to serve this city of angels.
Garcetti touted efforts he's made in his first term to fight crime and raise the minimum wage, upgrade public transportation, and he acknowledged a growing affordable housing and homeless crisis. Kevin Roderick is here with this week's LA Observe to talk about all of that. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
It seems like the city election was so long ago, and when I saw that this swearing-in was going to happen, I thought, my gosh, how long does it take to get him to the second term?
Well, actually, it was only a normal interval, but it does seem like a long time because there were all these other elections around it. But just to remind people that Eric Garcetti was reelected with 81% of the vote. He did not have a serious candidate against him. But the thing about that also to know is that almost nobody voted in the city. So it was 81% of a very small electorate. But here we go. Eric Garcetti ready to go for his second term.
Ready to go for his second term. What does Garcetti intend to do with that second term?
Well, you know, he's got some policy things he would like to achieve. He's talked about continuing to build out the metro rail system, improve the transportation options around the city, make the city a safer city on the streets and in crime, build more housing. But you know what he's really doing, and he's really already into this mode, is trying to position himself and Los Angeles as a leader of what he would describe as a progressive type of urban city.
And it's a popular position to take these days in a liberal state like California. He is trying to raise, though, and you see this all the time, a national profile, it seems.
Yes. If you've been paying attention the last few weeks, you've seen Eric Garcetti on Meet the Press, on other cable TV shows. He was in Wisconsin talking about meeting with Democrats there and also making sure that he was interviewed there about the national situation, talking about Donald Trump, positioning California as the alternative to Donald Trump. He's also been very involved with the National Conference of Mayors, especially on the environmental issue and standing up to Donald Trump there. So this is the beginning, or I guess we're in the early stages of Eric Garcetti's national media moment.
Is he really in a conversation, though, to become? I mean, he obviously is a Democrat, a high-ranking Democrat in the party. Is he now being touted as somebody who could maybe run for president in 2020?
Well, it's funny. You know, at this point, he hasn't even said whether he's going to run for governor or perhaps U.S. Senate in a couple of years. There's a lot of speculation on that. He does not score well in the polls on either of those offices. But yes, there have been some national media that have started to talk about Eric Garcetti as someone who should be in the conversation for running for the White House. He addressed it last week, and he said, you know, there hasn't been a mayor who's gone right to the White House since Grover Cleveland. And that's true. Grover Cleveland was also a governor. And, you know, it is a long shot, but it's a conversation that Garcetti is allowing to have happen and is feeding. There's a national media report that he has been talking to potential backers and potential donors.
As I mentioned in the outset, Kevin, there were other people who were sworn in as well. This was a city official swearing in, right, with the other folks, including city council members. And now we have another woman on the LA City Council.
Yes, Monica Rodriguez is the new city council member from the middle of the valley. She takes the seat that Felipe Fuentes walked away from last year. She's a former school board member, and what's most notable is she's only the second woman on the city council, and we should take note of that. Should also say that her term and Eric Garcetti's term, instead of lasting the normal 4 years, are going to be around for 5.5 years because of some rejiggering of the electoral calendar that voters approved a couple of years ago.
All right. Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.